Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I love the text we got about our last topic. I'm just trying to stand up for the short guys in the world, you know, Dan? Like, I feel like it's just become too accepted that, like, there's something wrong with someone who's 5'6", 5'7". I'm 5'10". What's the cutoff for short guy, you think?
5'10".
So am I. I'm good. I'm good?
I know I'm below it.
How tall are you?
5'8 and a half.
Oh, you are?
And I cling to that half.
You're a short king.
Yeah.
What do you think about a filter on the Tinder?
I think this is a positive thing in this sense. If somebody's going to be so obsessed with my height that they want to use a filter, pay to use a filter, probably not the person that I want to be with. So
yeah,
sort of self-selects, you know what I'm saying?
Get rid of the goons. Texter's saying, Jason, if you're a man and you apply some sort of superficial thing, you're being shallow. If you're a woman, well, you're not settling. Well, what are the odds that text came from a man? Now, a 5'8 woman texted and said, I am madly in love with my 5'8 husband. So she's probably, you know, when she puts the heels on,
yeah,
towers over him. Alyssa, I'm 5'10, 5'9. Like, as I get older, I keep shrinking.
Yeah,
all do. That degenerated disc in my spine is no good.
Doesn't help.
So I'm shrinking. Alyssa's like 5'8. So she's pretty tall. And then she puts the heels on. She's taller than me. I don't care. You know what? I don't care if my wife is taller than me. I would prefer that she makes more money than me. So a lot of insecure guys out there, you're just shooting yourself in the foot. Like, I don't understand it. Let's do the D Rush Hour News headlines. The lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
And we begin tonight with.
We begin with the lead.
And as Governor Tim Walz travels all around the country, speaking to Democrats, perhaps positioning himself for a run for the White House again, he is urging Democrats to stop being so nice. Listen to what Tim Walz said in South Carolina.
Maybe it's time for us to be a little meaner. Maybe it's time for us to be a little more fierce. Because we have to ferociously push back on this. And again, I'll speak to my teacher colleagues in here. The thing that bothers a teacher more than anything is to watch a bully, to watch this bully and to stop it. And when it's a child, you talk to them and you tell them why bullying's wrong. But when it's adult like Donald Trump, you bully the out of him back.
Whoa. I don't know that we need so much of that, but I do think this tone shift is Democrats trying to test out what do they want to be and trying to say, well, let's compromise. Let's talk to Republicans. Sorry, folks. That is the politics of 30 years ago. The politics of today is galvanize the people who are already on board with you and then make little tweaks to try to get the people who could be convincible. saying that Democrats should talk tougher, be meaner. It's not exactly the one Minnesota hunky-dory politics of joy that perhaps we thought we were getting with Tim Walz. But also, the world has changed. Is the politics of joy what Democrats want? I don't think so. Not judging from the Democrats that I've talked to, not judging from the text line from hardcore Democrats. People want to fight. Republicans wanted a fight 10 years ago, and guess what they got? Donald Trump. Is Tim Walz the fighter for Democrats? I don't know, but the message to me makes sense. If you want to hear more of a conversation on that, subscribe to our YouTube page. YouTube.com/WCCO Radio. You can rewind right now to our first half, our second half hour, where we had that conversation. Next up on the lead is a global effort to get a Surgeon General's warning on social media. On Father's Day, this Sunday, 30-some organizations will come together urging a warning on social media, including a local organization that is focused on the prevention of suicide. Suicide Awareness Voices of Education Saves. Executive Director is Eric Mishy, who joins us in the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline to talk about why, Eric, why does SAVE think that this is a good idea?
We think that young people in particular need to have a stronger degree of safety on social media. And one way to do that is to provide a warning label and provide both young people and parents and other adults the opportunity to understand what those harms are on different social media platforms. Not just a mental health warning, but a warning that makes it clear that things that go on these platforms might be sextortion, sex trafficking, sale of illegal drugs, bullying. All these things combined contribute to a situation where we're seeing higher degrees of suicidal ideation and suicide, particularly among young kids.
Don't you think everyone knows this stuff? I'm curious why you think a warning label would change or increase knowledge that isn't pretty widely out there already.
Yeah, I don't know that I agree with that, Jason. I think that there is an assumption that parents know what is happening on social media platforms. Talk to any parent who has had a child who has been the victim of sextortion or sex trafficking or bullying on social media, and they'll tell you that they weren't aware of the extent of the danger. Talk to any parent who's lost a child to suicide after an encounter on social media, and they will tell you they weren't aware of the extent of the danger. You could talk to parents whose kids have played choking games, literally dying by playing a game that is being out there viral on social media, and they'll tell you they weren't aware of the extent of the dangers on social media. I think there is a general belief that kids spend too much time on social media, that kids spend too much time on their cell phones. But I don't think adults, and particularly parents, truly understand the depth of the crises that kids are dealing with social media. Do I think warning labels are the end-all be-all here? Absolutely not. There needs to be significant regulatory reform at a state and national level.
Are you surprised or disappointed, or how would you characterize your reaction to the fact that there's really been silence on this from the big technology platform?
I'm more concerned and disappointed that they have spent millions and millions of dollars at a local level, a state level, and a federal level to stop any kind of regulatory reform of their products. It is reminiscent of the tactics and strategies that big tobacco used to try to stop any kind of regulatory reform to protect the American public. What type of moral obligation do these companies have to the safety and well-being of kids? And I think the answer that most of us would give is that they have a major obligation to fix these products. That they don't want to is driven by profit.
Eric Mishy, appreciate your advocacy and your work to try to prevent suicide in our young people. And thank you for being with us today.
Jason, thanks for your time.
Father's Day is June 15th, 1 week from Sunday. That is when they are doing what they are calling Global Warning Label Day. And so we'll see if anything comes of that. All right, one more item in the D Rush Hour news headlines, and that is the news from the Star Tribune's food critic that he is done. John Chang, the restaurant writer and critic for the Star Tribune over the last 3 years, announced with a full belly and a closed notebook, he is stepping down. In this story that is online right now at StarTribune.com, John talks about some of the challenges of being a full-time critic. He says the duty to visit restaurants near and far and then explain why a restaurant would deserve attention would often take me out of the moment. Casual meals that should have gone unrecorded became sticky mental drafts. I had lost, in some regards, the ability to taste. I don't mean literally, but as a real diner who could find pleasure in the little things, I found myself always looking to be wowed. John has been on a leave of absence over the last 6 months. I actually emailed the Star Tribune on Friday asking what was up, if they were going to still do food writing and restaurant reviews, because I think it matters. We are in an age of the influencer, of the TikTok fancy video of a restaurant. But in this town, we really have two people who are full-time restaurant critics. And one works for the Star Tribune, and one is Derek Moskowitz-Grumdahl from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. There are lots of people who write about food. I review, sort of review. I don't do a full review. I recommend, basically. And it's important. So I appreciate the Star Tribune. They tell me today they are going to hire someone to replace John Chang. It's expensive, man. The New York Times posted a little accounting of one review that they did cost $2,500 in dining out and tips and drinks, etc. It's expensive. What other article do you do for the newspaper? One article that cost you $2,500 a crack. Now, this isn't New York City, but it's still expensive. And that dedication to having a critic, I think is significant. I salute John for stepping away. It's hard work. I know it doesn't sound like it would be hard work. It sounds like it would be fun, and it is fun. But when you have to eat out for writing all the time, it becomes a job like anything else. That's the D Rush Hour news headlines here on CCO. We're going to turn the page to page two in just a minute. Reports of downtown St. Paul's demise may be premature. And do you think public money should go to build a Mall of America water park? We'll talk about that next.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
On this 92-degree day, D Rush Hour News Headlines, page two, let's start with reports of downtown St. Paul's demise may be premature.
I thought you were dead.
My death was greatly exaggerated.
Fred Mello with a terrific story in the Pioneer Press looking at ongoing investment. Big stuff happening in St. Paul. So he talks about the Avalon. The Avalon is a new event center in one of my absolute favorite spots on Rice Park, the James J. Hill Center, which used to be like a business research library. Just such a gorgeous, gorgeous building. So that is being developed by Peter Remish. So that's big stuff. Also, new restaurants opening up. The Avalon, they hope, will open to weddings by late fall. On Wabasha Street, Chef Terry John Zilla has relaunched the kitchen in the basement of the Osborne 370 building right next to the old Ecolab building. They're turning Ecolab Tower into apartments. They've got a new event center next to Abu Lay, a new restaurant called Six Mirrors that's opening where Barrio was on Mears Park. So stuff happening already. The Landmark Towers has been opened up, 187 new luxury apartments. That's about a $80 to $100 million conversion from 26 stories of offices into housing. Should public money go to help build Mall of America water park?
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Cannonball!
I mean, I think the answer is yes, right? Like, do we want a water park at Mall of America? Yes, I do. I think it'd be amazing. Now, the public funding question, well, that's where things get messy. Star Tribune with that story today. So this is a bit of a challenge to sort of explain how this all works. Mystery Cove is the name of the water park. It's been planned for a long time. Man, I feel like Mall of America has been talking about water park in this town for decades. The legislature has to give permission for the city of Bloomington to release this tax increment, fine it. Have people fallen asleep yet when I'm describing this? But basically, the property tax that the Mall of America generates goes into this TIF fund. And it used to be that TIF money could only go to, like, the public good. So it would be used for affordable housing, used for infrastructure, stuff like that. Well, post-COVID, they let cities, like, well, just invest in something. It's fine. Spend the money. I do think it's super weird that there's no water park, right? So many tourists come to Mall of America. Wouldn't it be awesome to have a water park where people would bring their families, make a weekend of it? The only water park is the Great Wolf Lodge, and that's not huge. Now, the flip side to this is, if this is such a no-brainer, what do they need public money for? And I get that, too. At a certain point, you're like, could we build it? It's a big freaking parking lot. Ugh. So we'll see what in between all the other stuff the legislature is trying to work out, like, I'm sure this is low on the priority scale, but this is part of the budget bill. Will Canadians show up to the Blue Jays Twins series at Target Field this weekend?
Take off, you hoser!
Yeah. I love this story because it's one of those things where you're like, oh, like, I kind of wondered that too. Are the Canadians going to pack their bags and come on down? Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul Business Journal doing a story on this today. Now, normally, Matt Hodson from the Twins says the split is like 60% Twins fans, 40% Blue Jays fans. Dan, have you ever been at Target Field for...
Oh, yeah, for Blue Jays series. It's always very raucous crowds.
It's
and a lot
pretty
of fun.
Accurate,
a lot
right?
Of fun,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, 60-40 is crazy, but all those Toronto people are like, hey, yeah, let's come on down. Matt said that pre-ticket sales are down. Last year, the series happened over Labor Day weekend, so they had about between 24,000 and 32,000 people for each game. And Matt says, based on where our current numbers are, replicating those numbers is not going to be easy. Now, we like Matt Hodson. Let's just take a moment. What a beautiful PR quote. You did it, Matt Hodson. That was very well done. I mean, you can't just say, like, no way in hell we're going to get that. So, like, it was just very nice. There's a bus. The Canadians are mad. That's all. You know, some of it's the economy, but... the Business Journal interviewed a tour company based in Regina, Saskatchewan. It's Regina, though, right? It's not Regina. It's Regina, and it's Saskatchewan. And they usually bring a bus full of people. It's usually 50 people that come down to shop, come to the game. So far, they have 25 people. So, like, I don't know what the sample size is here, right? Like, we're talking about interviews with 25 people. But most of them, according to the tour group, is saying they're not going to the U.S. because of the political climate. About half of Minnesota's international visitors come from Canada. So Canadian border crossings into Minnesota were down 22% in March compared to last year. That's from Meet Minneapolis. We love our Canadian neighbors. Don't take it out on Minnesota just because you're mad at Trump. You know what would make Trump really mad? If you came to the liberal hellhole of Minneapolis. See, Meet Minneapolis should hire me, Dan, to do this. Would be my kind of tourism. Hey, Canada, want to stick it to Trump? Come to Tim Walz country, where Tim Walz says you got to bully the S word out of Trump. I don't know. Does that?
Yeah, I think Minneapolis would love that for sure.
Edgy, a little edgy. That's the D-Rush Hour News headlines. Dave Schwartz on sports coming up in just a minute on CCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.